Gerda did not have a sabre to pour. She stood in front of the freebooter, shaking with murderous rage.
If I had not left my sabre in the cavern, you would be a dead beast now, Seascum.
Plug winked at Slitfang and smiled sweetly.
Ain't she the one, mate? Pity you didn't bring your sword out on deck. The lightning would have struck you, me pretty one. That might have brightened your night up. Ha ha ha!
The princess stamped her paw as she poured forth venom.
You stupid mad-brained slug! One day I will have your head on a spike. Then we see how you laugh, yar. I will tell my father how I was treated by you. The only double reward he will give is to have you chopped in two halves!
Plug tossed his empty grog flagon aside and got another.
Naughty, naughty! A bargain's a bargain when any beast makes it with Plug Firetail, missy. You'll soon find that out. Well now, you can stand stamping your little paw there as much as you like. There ain't a thing to be done till this storm blows over and we've got daylight enough to see what we're chasing. So, you toddle off now to that there snug little cabin I let you have for the night.
Gerda curled her lip and scowled at him.
I go back to my own cabin, but first I will choose a rat guard to attend me. I do not trust you, yar.
Plug turned to his messmates, speaking with mock sincerity.
You lot hear that? She don't trust dear old Plug. That's how you never got to be a princess, Grubbage, by putting your trust in me.
Grubbage nodded sagely.
Aye, a rusty flea, Captain. That's me. Shall I show the princess back to her cabin?
Gerda pushed Grubbage roughly aside.
I find my own way.
She strode regally from the cabin, with the raucous laughter of Plug and his cronies ringing in her ears.